The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The Bible makes a powerful statement in 2 Thessalonians 3:10. Paul says, "If any would not work, neither should he eat." Paul is here teaching the people of God that work is what gives you the right to eat. In other words, if you're not willing to work, you should not get to eat. Perhaps you're thinking, "Don, you can't be serious. Do you mean simply if a person isn't willing to work for his food, he should starve?" Well, remember, I didn't write this. God wrote it. I'm just the messenger boy. But to answer your question, yes, if a person is not willing to work, he should ultimately starve to death. Now, you and I both know if it boiled down to not living or having to work for what he ate, a person would work. That's the point. I can just hear those of you who are gifted with mercy screaming about right now. You're thinking, "Well, that can't be a Christian attitude." Well, again, I didn't write it. God did through the Apostle Paul to the Christians at Thessalonica. As always, the issue is again, will we believe the Bible, or will we believe what our feelings and experiences dictate? Why does God make such strong statements as this? That's the question we should be asking. And there are good reasons for His command to us to work. Number one, God Himself works. Jesus said in John 5:17, "My Father works up until now, and I work." It is the chief occupation of God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit to work. And that's reason enough for us to know we should work. Genesis 1:26 says that we're made as a vessel through which God's likeness should flow. It's our very nature to work until we learn not to. You look at a small child and he's constantly moving and you wonder where he gets all that energy to move to and fro. Well, God put it in him. That's because that's just the definition of work, to move to and fro. God put it in us to work. We have to be taught to be lazy. It's the most natural thing to work because we're made in the image and likeness of God. Number two, God wants us to work because it teaches us to live by faith. In 1 John, the Bible teaches that the work of God is to believe what Jesus says. When we attempt to accomplish something God gives us to do, it makes us ask Him how to do this particular thing. Then, as we do it the way He's revealing to us, that's faith, by the way, we find that the job gets done. The whole experience becomes something that reveals the wisdom and ability of God. This is true whether the task is to learn to plant corn in a garden or conducting a government briefing in the midst of a crisis. In early America, our forefathers understood the importance of work because they read the Bible in their homes and taught it in their churches and schools. The consistent and intense commitment to work became known as the Puritan work ethic because they learned from the Bible that work was the chief natural means which God used to shape us into His image. A marked evidence of this is to be found in the main textbook which educated the nation all through the 1800s. I'm referring to Noah Webster's Blueback Speller. In it, he placed reading passages which didn't necessarily promote fun, as textbooks do today, but rather taught biblical morals, including God's work ethic. For example, he stated, quote, "Wealth gotten by deceit is soon wasted, but he that gathers by labor shall increase in his riches." He also said in that textbook, "If you are poor, labor will gain you food and clothing. If you are rich, it will strengthen the body, invigorate the mind, and keep you from vice. Every man, therefore, should be busy in some employment." Are you teaching your children to work? Are you working yourself? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. Our desire is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.